It's Thursday, December the 10th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. I've been having an exchange with a friend about some stuff about to-do lists, and it's provoked lots of different thoughts, and I thought I'd share some of them here. And I can only take excerpts from what are really thoughtful and lengthy notes to me, and we've had some debate on this, but here's some of the key aspects here. This person's been keeping a to-do list and had done some of the things I talked about in my recent I Procrastinate podcast about using the calendar to do what's called an unschedule, which is to put what I have to do and then more realistically plan when I can do the stuff that I need to do. And you want to hear more about that, you can go to the I Procrastinate podcast. The link is at procrastination.ca. But this involves, of course, being quite diligent with the use of some program or even a book or a piece of paper, but something that allows you to plan. And I talked about the fact that I'm an Apple fan, have been since back in '85, so I use iCal. And so this friend of mine writes that she'd been using this in various ways, these kinds of approaches to planning, but I'm not sure why, but I suspect that it has something to do with the tyranny of the data entry. Or the not wanting to know how busy I am. So, giving up on this kind of strategy that was being used, so that she did have a very elaborate strategy of keeping track of things, but then finally she gave up on it. Now, in a follow-up email, she was talking about how part of it may well be the fact that, she wants a different application, some form of stickies. In fact, she argues that if she could have stickies that she could kind of move around and create automatic tasks from and things like that, that would be great. But really, what interests me most in this last email is that she's talking about the fact that what happens when you use a list like that, or you generate all the tasks that you have to do, and she writes down things like cleaning the litter box every week, the coffee maker every 4 weeks, the air cleaner every 6 weeks. And yeah, that we all have those tasks. And I didn't think about my air exchanger and putting that as my to-do list. And there's some level at which it becomes a tyranny, as she writes. And I think that at that point she feels like the computer's running her world. And I think that we always have to remember that these are tools and not to become victims of them. In fact, if I put everything I had to do on a list, I'd probably go a little bit crazy because there are just so many things, and I know myself that if I list all of my tasks and I leave them on the side of my to-do list and I look at them, I can get so depressed because I think, oh my goodness, that's like 3 months overdue. Or, and you have to think about just how this tool is working for you. You're trying to harness it to provide motivation, not necessarily because it's going to be the magic bullet in terms of getting to every task that's on your list. So, some thoughts about this, and there's got to be more to share because there's so much around planning that can be helpful. But as my friend has noted, it can also be a tyranny. And that tyranny of task management is a problem in itself. I'll be back soon with some more on procrastination.